There's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But the clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
Muted all of a sudden. What? Hi, Jennifer. I'm going to bring you on in a second. I'm Jay with Guilty of Crime. I have Jen Coffendoffer here, retired FBI agent with 28 years of investigative experience. You guys know her that have been on my channel. You've seen me have her on here before and react to her video. Now, she's never been on here, but she's on here now. How you doing?
Hi. How are you doing? Thanks for having me, and thank you to your audience for coming in.
Good to see you. Good to see you. Everyone's excited and good to meet you.
Good to meet you.
All right. So, you know, I'm sure you know a lot about the Madeline Soto / Jennifer Soto Thaga case. So let's get into it.
I love it. You jump right in. That's great.
All right. So you guys, everybody here, you know, we're talking about the five charges that loom over Jennifer Soto, and today we're going to have them explained, and we're going to ask questions to Jen here that has lots more experience than I do. We've talked about the five charges, and since I have you on here, I want to put to rest derivative immunity and blanket immunity. So maybe we can start with that. Let's start with that. Yeah, I want to put it to bed.
Yeah, let's put it to bed. So essentially what she was offered is not blanket immunity. In other words, she is not immune from being charged in the future. Absolutely not. What she was given was basically derivative immunity. And that means anything she said during that interview that we all watched and our jaws dropped, that can't be used then to charge her. And you will find that the questions that were asked, they were very, very careful, in my opinion, not to ask her questions that were in the area that she could possibly be charged. They did a really good job with that. So basically, she can be charged. Let's put that to bed that she can't.
Okay. And sorry about that. The dog's here.
No, your dog liked it. Your dog was like, yes.
Yeah, the dog said, yes. Thumbs up. Hit the like button, y'all. And I gifted membership. So hopefully some people get memberships and, you know, we can have a lovely back and forth community. I see you're streaming. We got 430 people in chat. Really awesome. So thank you.
Oh, it's great.
Now we all are, I don't know. I'm sure you're a mom. I don't know. I'm sure you are. We're all mama bears on this channel.
I'm three. Yeah.
I have two children. One's 25-year-old boy and a 10-year-old daughter. So when I started the Jennifer Soto case, it just hit so close to home with Maddie and the age that she started being abused that I take it personal. So this Jen Soto thing, you know, I've listened to the interview, her, like the main interview that they say, you know, she's derivative immunity. I've listened to it a lot. And I got to say, I'm sure you listened to that as well. What do you think about the questions that they did ask her? Did you catch anything? Like, did it seem like she was lying about certain things? Because she kept saying the same things that she was using throughout everything else. So what do you think?
Well, I think one of my biggest aha moments, of course, was when she asked, said something very specifically about him needing an attorney, that was her response to sort of knowing for sure that there were issues he was facing. For me, that was just such an aha moment. Her concern basically for him when she really knew at that point he was raping her daughter.
Right. Yeah, there's no other. And when you bring that up, she also says, do I need to charge him yet or can I think about it?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, is that a question even for you? Like,
yeah, no, it's really amazing. And I just have never fallen for the head in the sand from day one. If you go back to any of my reporting from day one with her and her interview, I said, nah. Not right underneath your nose, actually underneath your bed covers in your house, you know, in an adjacent bedroom. I mean, they all slept together at times.
Yep.
Just
they did.
Do not believe she didn't know.
Yeah. And Maddie was in the middle too, by the way. They didn't sleep with Jen cuddling Stefan. It was Maddie and Jen and Stefan. So there's that and a whole bunch of other things, right? I just want people to be at ease and stop being confused. Derivative immunity means that one time. And if you notice, the lawyer cut it off at about an hour and 4 minutes, he was done. He's like, we're done. We're not going to, you know, try to trip her up anymore, essentially.
Yeah, they wanted to be very careful that they didn't ask her specifically about a lot of things related to child abuse, child negligence, you know, accessory after the fact, some of these charges that are, you know, could she possibly be charged with, because they didn't want that to be considered that they got to those charges based on her interview. So they really tried to focus on the crimes that he committed against Madeline.
That's interesting. And I mean, that's a good segue to get into the five things that she can be charged with. Now, Gavin wasn't able to make it today, but these five charges he came up with. And so I'm good. You know, I tagged him and everything, and he's a reporter. He's a media guy. So I said, I need to get somebody that knows the law, that's been working there, knows the case. And that's you. So interesting. I didn't notice in the interview that they weren't asking her. I was wondering, I was like, why aren't they asking her this? Why aren't they following up on that question? But I think you said it. I think it's because they wanted to avoid those things that would lock her into something she could be arrested for now with.
Absolutely. Wow. They wanted to really avoid that. And if you watch it back again now with that in mind,
I will.
Because yeah. The investigators went in there, they said, woo, I need to stay away from charges we could charge her for. Let's focus on what she knew in terms of Madeline's murder and that, you know, what happened. And they did a good job staying away from the hot areas surrounding what she could be charged with.
They did, because she could have just not talked to them at all. Many times people don't talk to them. They don't, even if they didn't do anything. So that's a good one. Yeah, Tracy Dewan says she noticed that as well. Cough. They did seem to have very specific questions. So yeah, thank you guys for all being here. Hit the like button. Don't forget to go over to Jen's channel. It's Break the Case at Break the Case. And I put links everywhere. So
You are on top of it with the graphics, with the little ticker at the bottom. I'm still such a newbie and just such a part-time creator. So I appreciate it when I'm on channels with these great backgrounds. And by the way, that person who just called me Cough made my day, because we are all Coughs. Like, everybody calls me Cough or FBI Jen. So thank you.
Oh, there it is then. Now I know. I kind of didn't know. I hadn't talked to you before. I've seen many of your interviews, and I was like, I need to see if I can get her on here. So thank you again for coming. I appreciate it. If you ever have a question about any of this stuff on YouTube, you can send me an email too and ask. I can certainly help you.
Thank you. All right.
Yeah, no problem. You're helping us out here. This crime crew here, guilty of crime, we really want to see Jen get arrested. And so that's why we're talking about these things that she could, in fact, be arrested for. So let's start with the first one. And yeah, and Gavin Fish is going to be really happy to see this video because, first of all, failure to report child abuse. Where do you see that falling in with Jen? I mean, without saying everything, right?
Right. So the failure to report child abuse is really pretty direct. Were you aware that a child was being abused in whatever way? It could be negligence, it could be sexual, it could be physical abuse. And did you report that to social services or not? It's actually a cut and dried, unlike some statutes that are more complicated. Right. But with Jen, I think the big problem is going to be, what did she know? Unfortunately, that's a big problem with a lot of the charges. What was she really cognizant of? Was she really aware what was happening? So that's the big kicker here. I don't have that one starred. I have that one very difficult to prove in a court of law. They're not going to want to take this without that proof. But I want to give your listeners some hope. Listen, they're going to look at everything on her phone. And if they find anything where she shows intent or knowledge, in other words, knowledge of the crime and intent not to report, then they've got her. So hopefully, we'll see what they come up with there.
Now, what about, there's things that she's told us herself, or we've seen in text messages like, my biggest fear was the Woody Allen situation where they'd fall in love and run off together. Now, that's not saying I saw Stefan, taking his, we call it a pinky winky around here because he had a pink mark on it. But
it's a nasty picture. I actually saw
it. It is nasty.
It's frightening.
See, Carly, it's frightening. Carly, if you hear Carly says, we did a FOIA request too, and they didn't send that. And it's not something I want to see, but you know how when you're interested in true crime, you just want to get the full picture. So there you go, Carly.
It's got kind of appendages off the appendage. It is not anything normal. I could tell you that. It looks more like a cactus formation or something. It's not.
Well, there you go.
Showing a picture of it.
Yeah, good. We don't need to see it, but sometimes I think predators, you can tell predators sometimes when you see them, their age is really hindered. Like they act like a child and then they have maybe something wrong with their body that they're not conscious, they're self-conscious about. So they go for younger kids that will accept them. And I listen to a lot of parole board hearings too. And they say that like, an adult woman wouldn't accept me, but children don't know. So that's what they go for. In his case, I think Stefan Stearns is just evil, and he's been that way for, since he was younger. So I don't know what to say about that. But Jen Soto, they can't get her, unfortunately, on, I couldn't let her sleep in the bed anymore because I just couldn't risk it. I wish they could. I mean, what does that say to you? Risk what?
Well, right. It's a big indication that she was concerned. But turning that bit of concern, and now she's taken steps to avoid what she was concerned about, which is what we all know, that, he was violating her in the bed. That doesn't really help that case for child neglect. So unfortunately, I think it's going to be a tough one. It's not ruled out because we don't know a lot.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah. So we'll move on to the next one because that one's kind of like really, it is kind of like a big, it's a stretch without them having evidence. And I think they would arrested her if they did. So let me move this up and look at my notes here, what I have. Okay. Number two, tampering with or fabricating physical evidence. And now we're talking about Florida statutes here. And I know I gave you these beforehand. So what do you think about that?
So the Florida statute here specifically talks about usually paperwork or documents, things like that, actual evidence that would have been tampered with or spoiled in some way to affect a probable cause statement or an arrest. In other words, used toward that could be a conviction or could be charges. I don't see that here either. I can't find any particular physical evidence that she tampered with. I can't put my finger on it. You know, as all of you, I've been following this case from the very beginning, and I don't know of any documents that she falsified.
Right. It's more like not documents, but more like when she's in the, you know, at the very beginning, the interviews on the news station, and from each police officer, they said, well, she kept saying we, like she was there, or I saw Madeline in the morning, and then she changed her mind. She didn't see her that morning, right? So things like that, where she would script over and over, and then later on, she said, never mind, that's not. So it was more like just lying, and that might fall under something else, right?
We're going to get to that, because we're going to two of the juicier ones that I think might have to meet to the bone.
Okay, good. That's what we want, because, you know, Gavin and I are just he's a papa bear. We're all mama bears here, and we really want her to be arrested. Even if it's just a 5-year felony charge, that'd be great, just so it can send a message to these ladies, these women, whatever you want to call her out there, that are letting men do this. And, you know, you've been in the law enforcement for a long time. You've seen it all, I'm sure. It just boggles my mind. It boggles my mind. All right.
Working gang cases, that's where you really saw stuff like this with egregious things being done to children. You know, we wonder why we have kids in gangs. Believe me, they are made into monsters from very young age. But not to digress, go on to
the women I see that are involved in gangs and with those gang, you know, the gang lords and stuff, they don't have any boundaries. They don't have, a lot of them don't have morals. It happened to them when they were younger, and it just keeps going. So Jen knew better. That's the one thing. She said that her intuition and her mom told her, never let a man sleep with your daughter. Be really, I don't know if you remember that, but she was very adamant about that. So it doesn't make sense that she didn't know. But again, it's not solid. So the third one, child neglect.
Now that one I have starred, and I've always had that starred. Not saying she's going to be charged with it, but saying that parameters of that are more possible, because she talks about really neglectfully allowing Stephen Stearns to sleep with her daughter, to sleep with him alone, to sleep with him in their bed. That's the issue. That could be considered neglect, willful neglect of really child's welfare and well-being, and that resulted in harm to the child. And so those are kind of the parameters we're looking for there in Florida. And I did review the specific Florida statutes, because as you know, it depends on the state that you're in. And then of course the federal system has their own statutes for this, but nevertheless, I think we're getting somewhere as a possibility when we look at the neglect statute.
Right. And another thing too, we don't know what the toxicology is going to come back as, but we do know that he over-medicated Maddie that night. That particular night, he texted Jen, Stephen Stearns texted Jen and said, I gave her an extra pill, which may have meant I gave her 3 extra pills, right? We don't know what he was telling her or what she knew at this point. So toxicology could show like a really high, you know, dosage of the medication, but she saw that text and she knew. She didn't call poison control this time. So, I mean, I hold hope for things like that, because I do feel like they were over drugging her on a regular basis.
I do too. And that's another area of possible neglect that we could be looking at. Look, if you are willfully allowing a child to be, and you're turning your back on the abuse of a child, you're neglecting that child. That's where I think the door opens for this one. So this has my star by it as it's a very decent possibility.
Good. Yeah. And I know they're still digging. Everyone wants to dig. And from the case busted open and we heard the first interview with Jen where she said, well, I sent them to bed that night. Everybody's been angry since then. Before that, she had a little more supporters than she does now. There's still people saying, oh, I think she was groomed too. But, you know,
there are people
we'll hold off on that.
But from the very beginning, if you watch even the first interview with Stefan there and all the distractions and, you know, oh, you know, sorry about that chirping or whatever it was. And just her whole demeanor with a missing child, with her child missing. I swear that very first time I said, oh my gosh, she absolutely knows what happened. And, you know, I've been calling for her to be held accountable for a long time. But after we get through number five, I'm going to say why I'm working to never still be held accountable.
Okay. All right. Good. Good. And you, you know, being in law enforcement for a long time, you've probably seen thousands of media videos or news stations that you see a parent and then you look back and they're like, oh, that parent was convicted later for being part of it. And you're like, I knew it. I saw that interview. I called it. Or maybe it was a case that you were covering. So I don't have that extensive knowledge, but just watching things like that and then seeing it, but I'm sure you're close to that and you understand. So that's a good one. That's good.
I say the, you know, the poster child of how people react when they've lost a child was Gabby Petito's mom.
She
could care less about her makeup. She could care less about her hair. She was disheveled. She was so an emotional wreck, but still able to communicate. The love for that child dripped off of her and her honesty dripped off of her. Compare that to like a Susan Smith when she was carrying on the bow in the hair, perfectly fixed little curls, you know, her outfit perfect. How she carried on to me was very deceitful, you know, not telling the truth early on. And I think law enforcement really probably very early on suspected that, even though it took them 9 days to get through that case. And anyone in law enforcement who saw the Jennifer Soto interviews, to me, it just dripped with deceit.
Yeah, the news anchor, the Fox News anchor, I can't remember her name. She's a hero in my book. She actually called the law enforcement. She called one of the detectives and said, hey, I interviewed this lady and her boyfriend. Something's wrong. Something's going on. She had just this feeling that, and it was like pulling teeth because she would say, well, what's her, you know, like try to get her name, Madeline. And she never said it. She never said her name. And she says, well, as a mother, what's your intuition say? Oh, we just want her to come home, whatever that means. And that lady was like, I need to do something, you know? So she did. She did. And so, yeah, if she saw it, I'm sure law enforcement saw it. And they also talked about her talking in the past tense. Ugh. All right.
Yeah. So no, I agree. And a lot of these reporters, people like yourself, too, people that are used to interviewing people, you see deception often.
Right.
And when you see it often enough and then you see it bear out that it was deception, you learn to look at the tricks of the trade, if you will. For those of you who watch News Nation, he's a really good judge of character too. You know, we always cuss and discuss these different cases. And I tell you what, reporters like the young woman you just mentioned, you know, they have an eye, a keen eye for people when they're lying.
Right. Yeah. That's I figured as much. So that was good. That was awesome of her. And thank you everyone that's here. I see the chat is popping. Everyone's happy for you to be here, and I mean you're just getting through those. Thank you. Yeah. All right, let's take a look at the third one, or we already did the third one. I'm sorry, let's do number four, accessory after the fact. And this might land on the murder case. I don't know. What do you think?
Unless there's something that comes forward, I don't see accessory at all. Typically accessory under the law is you've actually helped somebody to escape or to, you know, leave or hide them after a crime. And that's the reason why I don't think accessory is going to work. I don't think she was an accessory after the fact. Out of all of these possibilities, I think this is the least probable.
The least. Okay, perfect. That's awesome to hear. Because I was wondering too, what would that be unless it was in the actual murder? And Stefan comes along and says, well, actually she did it, because he's been giving hints in his interviews that Jen was involved. Possibly the parents have given hints and so is he. So I'm wondering if he's ever going to just come out and say it, like Jen did it and I hid the body for, or I hate saying it, but dumped the body, disposed of Maddie for her. Would that be even accessory after the fact, or would that be directly involved at that point?
Conspiracy. And that is another star possibility. Okay. I know that's the last one you have listed. I think a conspiracy charge in a lot of these different underlying violations as possible. Was she a co-conspirator? And that causes, that's a little bit more complicated because you need two overt acts. But overt acts can be merely a cell phone call. It can be a text message. It can be a conversation. It can be actually doing something, driving somewhere, loaning him her car. That could be an, you know, a conspiratorial type action. So it'll be interesting to see if they can put together a conspiracy, if they can prove knowledge in some way. And I think that'll come through digital messaging if it's listed.
I wonder if it's going to be a just a he said, she said, if Stefan does say, you know what? And we saw the love note, right? The poem, the Always poem, where he says, I would die for you and I didn't want this to happen. So let's say he does say, you know what? I don't want the death penalty. I'm going to implicate Jen. Is that going to be a he said, she said thing if they don't have any paper trails?
I think we can 100% count on that being the direction of his defense team. It's just almost 100%. They're going to point at her. They're going to try to raise reasonable doubt that he didn't do this, that it was really Jen Soto, that she did it out of jealousy or she did it out of, you know, anger that remember where you talked about that she wasn't the chosen one, but he moved on, you know, Woody Allen-like Madeline. And so I see that being the defense strategy for sure. And this leads me to what I said before, the segue. Why do I think she hasn't been charged yet, even though these possibilities exist? And I think it's because, very simply, law enforcement needs her. You got to make a deal with the devil sometime, just like happened in the Adam Montgomery case, you know, with little Harmony Montgomery, Kaylee Montgomery. They needed her to put the linchpin in who, what, when, where, why, and draw us the story. And I'm wondering if they feel like they're going to need Jen Soto to kind of stitch it all together for the jury.
Wow. See, you guys, I'm going to tell the audience, because they say, oh, no, they could arrest her. They don't need Jen. They've got 35,000 pictures, but they also don't have the what, when, where, why, and on the murder charge. I mean, that's the one that's probably the death penalty is the actual, I don't know if the CSAM is in Florida. I don't know if that's, do you know if that's
death penalty? Actually in Florida, and this recently passed, very recently, now sexual assault against a minor is now a death penalty warranted case with certain parameters. And so he could get the death penalty for that. And obviously, I agree with your audience. When you look at the deluge of photos, there's more evidence than you can shake a stick at in regard to the sexual assault that happened against a minor. Right. So that's a slam dunk case, and that could be death penalty warranted. But they want to make that murder case. And I think they're willing to not charge Jen to make sure they can make that case.
Unless they find something that's just really solid. Well, you guys heard that.
I think the DNA, though. I mean, you know, when you look at everything, I really do agree with your audience when they say,
right,
people need her. But everybody wants to hear the story. People want to hear the story. How did this happen? Why? When? You know, that's a story only Jen can really tell.
You're right. You know, that's 100% true, and it makes sense, because to this day, right now, after everything we've gone through, I still see people telling this story that we know so well. You know, this young girl, her life got taken by her boyfriend or Maddie's stepdad. They can't even, like, get those right without Jen saying, no, no, no. Here's what it is, right? Or this morning this happened. So you're right. People want the complete story, not just bits and pieces of it. And Jen could do that.
She can. Wow. And, you know, the standard is high. It's beyond a reasonable doubt. Not beyond any, but beyond a reasonable doubt. And juries are going to want to feel that. This case isn't exactly as airtight as, like, Jose Ibarra, you know, the one who murdered
today, Blake and Riley.
And Riley, right? Yeah. That was so slammed up. We've got fingerprints on the phone. We've got his DNA under our fingers. We've got video evidence. We have digital evidence. Like, that was slam dunk. This one is pretty slam dunk because of all of those pictures, but I don't know that it's slam dunk for the murder. Slam dunk for the kid, but for the murder, I think they might need Jen. I'm sure it's a tough decision. I bet law enforcement.
Right.
They're arguing. They're like, no, we can do it without her. Come on, let's charge her. And the prosecutor's like, I don't want to lose.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Just and you're the perfect person to say that, because we're just all like coming from mama bear, like, oh, just charge her. We don't want another Casey Anthony. Everybody's still mad about that in Florida. So that makes a lot of sense. And there's so much digital evidence that, but the murder charge, we just don't know yet. All right. Well, let's get to the next one. And if there's any question, you guys, if Jen or Cough has time, the FBI, what do you like to be called? Jen Cough?
No, people call me Cough. That's when somebody wrote that in there. I call my kids Cough. They're literally, it's Papa Cough, Little Cough, and Big Cough.
Aww. That's
my kids. And Snowy Cough. There you go. We just are referred to as the Coughs.
All right, the Coughs. Yeah, it's easier than Cough and Doffers, right? I know, I kept trying to spell that, and I was like, don't spell it wrong.
You're fine.
All right, you got. All right, so the last one, and you have that one highlighted. Let me see. I'm trying to find it now for some reason. Oh, conspiracy to commit a felony.
Right, and that's the one I was saying that I really do believe is, if they're going to charge, that would be the one to charge, because any felony. And so I think the sexual assault piece of this case, that could fall into the conspiracy. In other words, what did she do to conspire to do that? Well, she let him sleep with him. She covered for him. She allowed that to happen in her own house. And so from that aspect, I think that's at least a possibility. But again, I think they're going to use her and her testimony. And I think they want her on their side also, because she's the one that's going to be targeted by him, by the other side. And so if they put her up on the stand to tell her story, but if now she's a defendant, now she's not, they're fighting a two-front war. And we'll see what they decide, but I kind of think that they're leaning toward that.
Right. And she, I mean, even so, if they do get her up there, they do want her to talk. That makes a lot of sense, because she can give all the little ins and outs of things that nobody wants to talk about, but she knows about it. And she'll make herself look bad. She's made herself look bad, but she hasn't broken laws, apparently. Sending your daughter to bed for years and then not taking her to the doctor to get her checked and tracking her period and whatever else, all the things that everyone's saying, why didn't she do? Why did she do that? She didn't break the law.
And the medication piece. I mean, all of that, everything is just bordering on abuse, neglect, conspiracy to have SA occur against her daughter. Believe me, I'm right there with you. But I think they're balancing getting the, and I don't even want to say the real bad guy, because he's so despicable. But for me, she is just as despicable almost. She was the mother.
Agreed.
She allowed this to happen. So I tell you what, it's hard for me not to think of them similarly. It's just like Kayla Montgomery. I could not stand her, just the same as Adam almost. A little bit parallel.
Yeah, but they let her off it's almost like they told her what to say in the parole hearing, and it was just a tiny little slap, enough to get her clean in the jail, enough to get her clean and then out. And then she wasn't even interested in the kids anyway. And I feel like Jen's like that. Jen wasn't interested in having a kid. If you know the story with her and Tyler, you know, she got pregnant. It was an affair she had with Tyler, and she wanted to keep him, just like she did Stefan. With Stefan, I believe she turned a blind eye because she wanted to keep him around. She wanted a man around.
I totally agree with that. I think it was all about that for her. And, in a warped way, they're so much alike. Kayla Montgomery and Jennifer Soto. Just
agreed.
A little bit different ways, because we're talking deranged, sick physical abuse against Harmony. And here we're talking about deranged sick sexual abuse against Jennifer.
Right.
But still, the moms absolutely turned a blind eye. One, I think, for love and affection, and the other for drugs.
There you go. And I think, yeah, I think it was, drugs played a huge part in that household. And I think many of the pictures that the officers saw, Maddie was drugged. She was drugged at night, and she was, and I think Stefan, we talked about this in the case where we think he's into like necrophilia, because a lot of like Ted Bundy, Jeffrey Dahmer, those sick individuals like when their victim isn't moving or barely doesn't talk, asleep. And that's, it's sick, but listen up, Jen. Do you remember when Jen said, well, I didn't think he would do the evil thing. What about the sexual assault?
Yeah.
That's the evil thing, in my opinion. I don't even want to think about my daughter being assaulted. I'd rather her get her life taken, to be honest with you, than to get assaulted like that for 7 years or whatever.
Right.
Just it's disgusting.
It is. Yeah. And if we sat there and tallied up, and I might do this for a tweet, tally up all things Jen Soto said, one after another, that when you add them all up, it equals knowledge and it equals culpability in this case. I think most of us agree with it. The question is, can they make this murder case without her? That's a question.
That's a good question to everybody, for you guys to think about in the meantime, while we're patiently waiting and listening to interviews coming out, is can they make this case, the who, what, when, where, and why of this case, like the whole totality of it. And then, yeah, if you do that, I'm following you on Twitter. So I'd love to see that, because that's like a giant list that is for against her, but it's not like they can't arrest her. It's just, oh, you know, people, Woody Allen, or, oh, I don't want her going to see you, Tyler, because they might film her under the door. Stefan was filming the roommate under the door. How did she know that? It only came out during the interviews. What? How would she even say that? So
she knew so much, you know. She knew so much. I mean, I just don't believe she's dumb, Jennifer Soto. I know a lot of people think that she was taken advantage of. She was just stupid. She's not very bright. I don't buy it.
I don't either. You know, she was a substitute teacher for her daughter's school, right? You have to take some kind of training. I mean, you might know about that. You knew about that, right?
Yeah. And you can tell just by the way she speaks. She's an articulate woman. She is not slow by any means, I don't think, at all. And she was actually kind of savvy and cognizant about different things like needing a lawyer. You know, I think how much you could say, maybe how much you could get away with. I believe she's complicit, and I think she's savvy. And I think she knows how far she could push that envelope without crossing the line.
That's perfect. I love that. I mean, your opinion, it means so much to us. Yeah. I appreciate it. Okay, so, I mean, we went through the failure to report child abuse, tampering with or fabricating physical evidence, child neglect, accessory after the fact, and conspiracy to commit a felony. Do you have any, is there anything else that you want to, I mean, add to any of this or?
No, I mean, you did such a great job when I looked at those charges. Those would be the ones we'd be looking at. I think, you know, your audience, I know, will do more perusing into different things that have come out of Jennifer Soto's mouth. Back and look at that interview and see how law enforcement was very careful not to allow her to give any evidence that derivatively could lead to her being charged with one of the charges we discussed, because they don't want to throw that off the table for them. So I think they were very careful. Again, just to leave you with the thought, trust me, law enforcement is pushing the envelope on probably get her charged. The prosecution's probably saying, there's not enough here, and we need her for the murder. And so law enforcement, you know, has to accept that unless they can find more in her digital evidence.
And they did handle her with kid gloves. And now what you just said makes sense all the way around, because I was like, why didn't they ask that? And that two things: they want to have her for the case, and the second one, they don't want her to just stop talking. And I think they know that the media and everybody is looking at her, and they they want Jen wiped out. So they want to, you know, okay, we talked to her. We didn't find anything. They strategically released statements about Jen not being arrested. They didn't find anything. And then the interview comes out. I know you know that the officers release things in a way that they find, helpful to the media, right? For what they want people to see.
Yeah, and I think anybody who watched that interview and watched that officer, he did such a good job of interviewing. He got irritated, right? Do you remember him saying some words to the listen, I want to be home with my family. Guess who's not, you know, at their child's events? Guess who's not at home,
right,
in their bed? It's me, because I'm here with you because of, you know, what you allowed, essentially. I mean, you could see he is so disgusted. And yet he towed the line, I think, with, for the most part, being respectful and being decent and not abusive in any way.
Right.
But didn't he say, at least for you, maybe, well, certainly for me, what all of us were thinking? Like, you just wanted to pounce on her and say, are you serious? What about?
He did.
You remember? It was great.
No, he did say that. He did say, he says, you know, I'm listening to this interview and you're more concerned about your boyfriend than you are about. He literally said that about your daughter and just puts on this. Yeah, he laid into her because she was asking about, that was the interview where she asked about, can we charge? Can I wait for the, to charge for the sex crimes? Can I think about it maybe tomorrow?
Think about it.
And the text message where she went to get Stefan a lawyer. And he says, why would you get this man a lawyer that just killed your daughter? And she's like, I didn't know that yet. Well, you saw the images of her on her knees giving him a BJ. Well, so yeah, that's when he was very upset about it.
Yeah. And she should be charged. I just don't know if it's going to happen. I'm with your audience, man. I want her to be charged because I think was complicit. Simple as that.
Well, there you heard it. You guys heard it. And that's what we wanted to hear. Gavin's going to be happy to for us to report back to him. And you guys, now, I don't want to take too much of your time. I really wanted to just hear from you with your experience. Everybody, do me a favor. Go over to her channel and flood it with subscribers and all that stuff. She's covering Sebastian's case and many others. So it's at Break the Case on YouTube. And then all your socials are there, right? Are all your social medias on there, like Twitter and all that?
Yes, they are. And of course, my main one is Twitter X, Coffin Daffer, at Coffin Daffer FBI. So anyway, I really appreciate the invitation. And thank you to your audience for tuning in. It's great to be on your channel. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you. You take care and hopefully we'll be in touch.
Sounds great. Anytime.
All right. All right. Have a good night. Thank you so much.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. You guys, we could still talk here. You guys, I still have people here asking questions. I didn't want to take all of her, you know, her time up, but I see people saying, still asking about the immunity. And I got blasted about the immunity on my, I posted it on my page and I posted something on my page about asking. We'll call her Cough. She likes to be called Cough, right? So we ask Cough, what? Let's get this out of the way. Let's stop talking about derivative versus blanket. And you heard it from her. You heard it from her. Gail Brown, please lock her up. Yes, we want to lock up Jen, the evil potato. Absolutely. And I think, you know, we get closer to answers as we analyze this stuff together as a community with 28 years FBI experience. You heard it from Jen. You heard it from Cough. I like Cough. Yes, subscribe to Cough. She's up and coming in YouTube. She's right around the same subscribers. So we want to get her like 100,000, right? She should have 100,000 subscribers. All right. So Dana Gopner says, Jay, thank you for bringing Cough on. Well, I appreciate her coming on and thank you guys, everybody that came here and came from another channel, everybody that supported the channel. We have 1,269 people in here. If you guys would do me a favor and hit that like button, that would be awesome. And subscribe if you haven't, because we are going to have a lot of big things coming up. So do you guys have any questions? Millie says, nice to know we're not alone. All the mama bears are all on the same page. We're all the mama bears. Millie, you're a mama bear. Jenny Escoville's a mama bear. I'm a mama bear. Koff's a mama bear. So yeah, you guys, I mean, we have, yeah, we love Mama Koff, right? Hi, Rosie. Definitely missed everything. We'll watch the replay. Please do Vanessa Maldonado. And if you guys have anything, Sherry, I appreciate you. Scary Sherry, always helping out the channel. I do. And if you don't have means to donate, all you got to do is hit the like button. Brooke says, Debbie Stern said they were making money off of it. Oh, I'm sure they were, Brooke. I'm sure they were. So Friday night, we're going to do a deep dive into Stephen Stearns and all of his accounts and his money sources. So I posed the question to you all. Was Stephen Stearns selling those CSAM of Maddie, and how much? Where was it going? Where was he putting it out to? We're going to deep dive into that. So that's a great question. Great question. If the parents are saying it, how do they know that, number one? And number two, why didn't they say anything? Dana Gopner, thank you for becoming a YouTube member. And Mom, I see you out there. I saw you. I love you. Mama Pearl, thank you for being here. You caught a good show today. Allie Kelly from California started following you. Thank you. I'm from San Jose, California. So thank you. I love my California folks. Chumba says hello, Pearl. Scary Sherry, you're such a doll, Sherry. And I hope you're feeling better. I really do. I hope you're feeling better. Put a question in chat and I'll try to answer it, or we can discuss some things. I got a little bit of time. Lou G says, my guess is yes, he was selling. Dude had no job and was always buying toys. Lou G, my question is, was Jen also involved in the selling of CSAM, number one? And number two, did she profit off of it financially directly? Now, we know that she financially profited from Stephen because he was paying $600 for rent, but did she directly profit off of it and know that was happening? Or was it an indirect profit? And what's up? What's up, Jeanette from Oklahoma? How you doing? Good to see you. Tracy says, I think she did know. I think she knew everything. I definitely think she knew everything. Mima says she had to know. That's what I think too. I think she had to know. She tried to divert the fact that the assault, the CSAM or the sexual assault wasn't the thing that was evil. But taking Maddie's life was evil, but that wasn't. So when you hear that, and taking the risk, I can't let her sleep in her bed anymore because I don't want to take the risk, that tells you a lot. Now, Wodey Love says she was like her father and was her partner. She will say he was like her father. Thank you for saying that. Thank you for saying that, because I'm still getting the story out. I'm still getting stories out there on the internet that are calling Stephen Maddie's stepfather and Jen's boyfriend. And it's disgusting because he was neither or. He wasn't even having sex with Jen for the last 6 months. He was just there to assault Maddie and take pictures and trade them and sell them. So thank you. Lisa says, in my opinion, Jen directly profited from the CSAM. And how can we prove that? That's what I want to prove. I want to know what Stefan's going to say. And is it going to be a he said, she said kind of thing? All right, what about Stephen's parents? Well, Stephen's parents said in many interviews that they thought Jen was too loose with Maddie, and she let Maddie sleep with Stephen, and she let Maddie, hang with boys, and she knew that they were all sleeping together as well. And she talked about Stephen probably profiting off the CSAM. All right, so Dee says, and I love healthy discussions, Dee says, I disagree with Koff. And after that, they need Jen to enforce Stern's guilt. They have mountains of evidence, including the thousands of photos, proof that she dumped her body. The evidence is overwhelming. I've been saying that too, but, hearing it from Koff and seeing it from the side of law enforcement, it changes my thinking, a lot, because that's how officers think. Why do you think we're so mad about Kayla Montgomery getting out in a year and a half or 16 months or 18 months and the parole board almost telling her what to say to walk away that day? How do you explain that? Bean, thank you so much for the $5 super chat or super sticker. I love that, you guys. There's 1,260 people here and you guys are just just amazing. You guys are just, I love it. Now, you say, I don't think Stern's dad is innocent. Interesting. Mrs. O, her phone has all the answers, but Mrs. O, they've already checked all of the phones. They had, I believe, one Android and three iPhones, and they've checked all of them, unless they haven't, unless it hasn't come back yet. So that's interesting. And Crystal, I say she's as guilty as him, but I pose the question, will she be charged? And you heard that today. You heard that today. All right. So none of these things can be proven or charged here. Her lack of any bit of her behaving like a mother is guilty, but it's not a crime, unfortunately. You know, I'm going to do an episode here real soon where we talk about five mothers who took their children's lives and did the unthinkable to them. And it's just so common that it happens, but they get arrested because there's proof. Why is there no proof and any charges for Jen Soto to be arrested? I'm going to put up the five charges real quick. I'll check your, Yeah. Someone also says she might have a different phone no one knew about. I don't know if they would have found it by now, but I hope so. In my opinion, his parents, at least his mother, have responsibility in raising a monster and knew what he was capable of. And PKC, his mom paid people off. His mom paid people off to not get him arrested when he was younger. So I agree with that. Jennergy says, I don't think she was directly involved. Just clueless, naive, negligent, and in deep denial. Well, that's where the term potato comes from. Jen Soto, the potato. Jennergy, it means she was just clueless, naive, and negligent. That's what a potato is. It just does nothing. So there you go. There you go. Yeah, a burner phone is easy to get, but you got to remember, when the officers came, Lisa, we talked about that. I'd like to talk about that. Now, a burner is easy to get. They didn't get it. You're right. Behaving like a mother is a child endangerment, but we just talked about that. And Koff says it's hard to prove that. Even though she told the officers that she sent Maddie to bed and all the things she said, it's just not something that they're able to arrest her on. So as much as I don't like that answer, I accept it if that's the answer. All right, so let's take a look at those so we can have it in front of me. And I hate to say that because I want Jen Soto arrested just as bad as everyone else does. And you saw Koff. She also wants that. All right, so look at those charges there. Take a look. Failure to report child abuse. We talked about what would fall under that. We talked about tampering with or fabricating physical evidence, child neglect, accessory after the fact, and conspiracy to commit a felony. So if you guys have anything you want to add to these and tell me what falls under, you can put number one or number two and tell me what falls under that. What did Jen do that falls under one of those charges? And I'll read your comment. Mom, you say she wasn't so clueless. How can she send her child to bed with a man she knew? Well, yeah, she's the one that sent her child to bed. I don't know why they're not arresting her. Scary Sherry says stupid isn't against the law, unfortunately. Thank you, Scary Sherry. I wish it were. I absolutely wish it were. I think Jen was selling it. We all think that Jen was also selling it, but they don't have anything on her phone. So maybe if she did have a burner phone, she was using that burner to sell and distribute CSAM. Lucky says, I don't get the crock in the bedroom. This is a mystery. A detective said that people who are strangled lose their shoes on Gavin. Well, she was strangled. I think my theory of what happened with the croc is that they strangled her. I say they because I still think Jen has culpability. Maddie was strangled. Then she was dressed. And then she was carried through the bedroom to outside. When she was carried, one of her crocs fell off into Jen's room. One croc got thrown away and the other croc stayed in Jen's room. So I think I've said that a few times. I'm not sure how else to put that. Yeah, he carried her and lost the croc when she was moved. That's what I think. All right. So she's not that stupid. She's not. We've went every way. What is that called? 7 days from Sunday, we've looked at this case and we don't think that she's innocent. That's a different question. Is she innocent or is she not guilty? MM Clark says Jen didn't want to sleep alone, not Maddie, according to the roommate. Yes, I agree. Although they did pose to everybody. They absolutely posed to everybody that that it was Maddie. Scary Sherry not checking Maddie's phone. Why can't that be a charge? And where does that fall under? You guys see all the charges there. Where does not checking Maddie's phone fall under? Is that child neglect? Are they going to start making that child neglect? We're going to talk about a case soon where a little boy walks to the store. He's 10 years old and the mom gets arrested for letting him walk to the store. So what do you guys think about that? Now, Krista says it falls under number two. Not checking Maddie's phone is tampering with evidence. Huh. I'm not sure. All right, one more or a couple more. If Jennifer gets away with this, this is going to send a bad feeling and message. Who looked the other way? Jennifer needs to be prosecuted. I'm with you. We're all with you. Stupidity, huh? It falls under stupidity. All right, you guys, you see it for yourself. You heard it. Tracy, thank you. Yesterday, I took those Tylenol or Motrin, and it helped significantly. So I'm all good. I appreciate that. She didn't check her phone, otherwise she would have known. Agree. Oh, Mama Sage, we're going to cover this case in a members only. It's a secret members only. You're going to find out. So if they start arresting moms for not checking their children's phone, is that what you guys want? Her homework, remember the drawing. I do remember she didn't check her phone. She didn't check her notebooks. She didn't check her girly parts. She didn't take her to the doctor to get her girly parts checked because she would have been wrecked. Maddie would have been wrecked. No, let me tell you something, Mrs. O. Maddie, Jen, and Stefan, all three slept in the bed together. All right. Yes, I'm much better. Yes, Koff's channel is great. You guys go check that out. So those were the five charges that could loom. I'm going to thank Jen, a.k.a. Koff, for coming on here and straightening some things out in my mind and interacting with you guys. I love it. Gavin is the one that posed these questions, and I think he's going to love the fact that we went over this. A couple more things, and I'm going to head out. Was it Jen's way to get her rent paid? Dixie Doodles? Well, as far as we know, Jen got the rent paid from Stefan's parents by, they paid $600 a month. So was it that she needed more? She was being greedy? We don't know. I wish I could afford membership. Well, hopefully you get gifted one. I'm still not able to gift memberships. I don't know why. I gifted five. Never mind. I gifted five at the beginning. I'm sorry you didn't get it. All right. So I see another question. I want to answer questions. The question is, how could you not make a case with mountains of evidence, including 35,000 photos of Maddie getting? Yeah, good question. It's in her home, but it was Stefan that's culpable. All right. But if your child's missing, you look at her phone. I agree. Still not chargeable. My 13-year-old boy thinks I ain't allowed to check his phone. He doesn't have a phone anymore. Good one. That's a good one. Jack Stormo, Rosie, all my peeps are here. You guys are great. All right. So tomorrow, Wendy C says, how does Jen pay for Botox? Maybe with Maddie's money. Maybe with the CSAM she was selling. Maybe with the rent that she was collecting. How about that? Still nothing places her in those five categories to solidly arrest Jen Soto. All right? And that's unfortunate because I want to do that so bad. I want to wake up and see that she got arrested. So tomorrow, we're going to cover the Madeline Soto case. We're going to go over the murder investigation and the forensics that is involved in the case. So you guys have a bunch of questions tonight. Tomorrow, we're going to answer questions by going over the forensic with Gavin and Joseph Scott Morgan. It's going to be awesome because we're going to get into the nitty-gritty details. And then Friday, we're going to talk about following the money, following Stefan. So it's all at 4 o'clock, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern, like we always do. So we got two more nights of this Maddie stuff. Next week, we're going to have members only. Okay, we're going to have a members only. We're also going to have, Collier. We're going to have Collier Landry on here. I don't know if you guys know who Collier Landry is, but he's awesome. We're going to have him as a guest next week. And then next week is Thanksgiving. So we're going to work as hard as we can. I love you guys. Hit the like button on your way out and subscribe to everybody. Subscribe to all channels, whether it's Gavin, Koff, or myself. Do us all a favor. We work hard for you guys to bring you this content, and we'd appreciate it. Synth, I appreciate you. I also have new audio coming out, you guys. You didn't even know there was new audio. Neither did I. New audio for In the Case. Yolanda's talking. We have a lot of stuff coming up. So I love you guys. Hit the like button on your way out. Thank you for supporting the channel. And I'll see you real soon. Good night.
Guilty of crime.
I want to thank you for watching. If you enjoyed my content, please share this video, like, and subscribe. You can also follow me over at Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, X, or Gmail. If you'd like to donate to my channel, you can use Cash App or Venmo or PayPal. Thank you very much in advance. Guilty of crime.
Are you guilty?